Alan Balutis is a director in the Cisco Internet Business Solutions Group, former chief information officer at the Commerce Department. He is here with his top three for 2013, and he's writing about a number of significant issues in his list of top three. Alan, it's always good to have you on the program. The first one on your list is those budget pressures intensifying. What do you expect to see at agencies because of those budget pressures throughout the coming year?
Well, I think, Francis, you put it well, that this recent agreement, the only thing it did was address the fiscal cliff problem and set us up for a debt ceiling debacle. So, as you know, and as you mentioned quickly, around the end of February, we'll be hitting up against the debt ceiling and the legal borrowing limit that the nation has of $16.4 trillion will be exhausted. Just a few days later, at the beginning of March, the sequestration cutbacks that were just temporarily pushed out for a couple of months will be back on the table again. So we'll be looking for $110 billion in cuts. And then just a few weeks after that, the continuing resolution that funds the government for 2013 will expire, and we'll have to deal with that issue once again. So I think all this does is create a great deal of uncertainty for CIOs, for CFOs, for program heads. And in many ways, I think it's easier to deal with real issues, problems, and adversity than it is to deal with uncertainty. At least you know what you have to face, and you can take the specific actions to confront that. This uncertainty, I think, leaves everybody wondering, should they cut back? Should they push things through? We're seeing a lot of that. I mean, there have been reports on your station and others about the Department of Defense pushing through multiple billion dollars in IT contracts before we came up against the January time frame. So agencies will react in different ways, and I think it creates tremendous problems in terms of managing, especially managing toward long-term real improvements by this short-term stutter-step approach we have toward trying to deal with major problems and challenges today.
I started to hear, I guess, a buzz in kind of two separate directions the last couple of weeks before the holidays, Alan. One of them was, we're just going to stop doing anything because we don't know if we're going to be able to pay for the whole thing. And then the other concept seemed to be, we're going to obligate as much money as we possibly can, because if sequestration isn't fixed now or at some point in the future, then any money, obviously, that's already obligated won't be affected by the sequester. And if it's obligated, then it'll keep rolling.
Well, there'll be advocates all across government on each of those sides in secretarial offices and program manager offices and at the White House and at OMB. And then there'll be people who will be saying, oh, we're going to solve this problem. Let's just continue business as usual. Believe in the Congress. Believe in the White House. We're gonna make a deal. So it's going to kind of be frank and open exchanges as the government confronts this. But as I said earlier, I think in some ways the uncertainty makes it more difficult to govern and to manage, not only for the government officials themselves, but for the contract community that works so closely and partners so intimately with them to deliver programs, especially in the information technology arena.
Alan Balutis of Cisco, part of our top three for 2013. Your second point is on data center consolidation and cloud, and you write, things will get harder in 2013. Agencies have taken the simplest and easiest steps both to close and consolidate and also to move applications like email and public websites to the cloud. What will be more difficult? Will it be that they're trying to move systems that are more complex than just email, or will it be that it will be difficult to get resources, or maybe a combination of both or other things?
I think it's a combination of both. And I didn't say that or write that to denigrate any of the progress that's been made. I think Steve Van Roekel and Lisa Schlosser at OMB, the CIO Council and Richard Spires and the CIOs across government deserve a great deal of credit for the actions they've taken over the past months, both to close and consolidate data centers and to begin to move applications to the cloud. But what I was saying was that, you know, you do, in fact, take the low-hanging fruit, the obvious centers that are the least productive, the applications that are easiest to move where you don't have to confront some of the security challenges and issues. And so as we, this is like beginning to move into double jeopardy where the amounts change and the scores can really move about. So we'll have bigger, tougher issues. We'll have applications that are more mission critical. The security implications will be larger. And there will be a need to give greater assurance to program officials and to the Congress and to the communities that use those sites that their data is going to be safe and reliable and available at a high rate of dependability when they're moved to these various cloud applications. So, you know, we've always said we're going to have public clouds, we're going to have private clouds, we're going to have mixed models. You know, we've done a lot of the public applications. We're going to move into these other arenas where, as I said, it's going to be harder to do. And, you know, to close some of these bigger data centers, you're going to need some upfront investment because you're going to be running dual tracks for a period of time. So there's always a bump where it costs more. Are we going to be able to devote the resources to do it? This is what I was talking about earlier, where there are long-term benefits, but people are going to argue, geez, right now we just don't have the money, so we can't do that, even though the business case is there to show the rationale for this being paid back in the longer term.
Alan, we're almost out of time. I want to touch on your top, on your third on your list of top three for 2013, and that's IT and acquisition reform. With about a minute left, tell me what are the most important things that agencies you think are going to have to tackle in this coming year in that area of IT and acquisition reform?
Well, I said in my note to you, I think the congressman, Congressman Connolly, IT reform legislation that they've created in a bipartisan fashion really gives us an opportunity to revisit Langer-Cohn from 1996, which I think many people, including the Government Accountability Office, would agree has failed to deliver the promised changes. I think this legislation it shows great promise, and I'm hopeful that the Senate will sign on and get involved, as will OMB and the White House, to really bring about meaningful change in this coming year.